Welcome back, everyone. It is the Me Too We Talk podcast. And yes, it is the Truth Serum series, where we promise to tell you the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Thank you all. We're excited about our title today. I'm getting excited. And so we're going to jump right in.
But
before we do, we want to tell everybody, we're so grateful that so many of you all came back to the podcast. We were a little concerned. A lot of people said, hey, where you at? Where you at? And we were like, man, we're getting more downloads when we were off, right? Like,
true.
I couldn't believe how many downloads that we were getting. And so we were like, well, we're coming back. I've got this new sexy voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, spiritually sexy voice.
Come on now.
And then I was thinking to myself, I mean, are we still on trend? Are we still like, you know, because we've just been all into each other. You know?
The numbers don't lie. And as the numbers were growing and we weren't there, that means they love us. You love us. You love us. You really love us. Thank you so much.
You do.
We love you right back.
Thank you so much. We also, too, want to give a shout out to my brother's podcast. He's out there. And if you guys are listening, it's Cross Sports and it's by Robert Wells. I love him to life, you know, and I just want you all to check that out whenever you get a chance.
That's right. Cross.
Yes.
Sport.
Yes. He's talking about
sports. Cross Sports.
He's talking about sports and he's talking about finding God in it. Okay. Because you know what? He's the ultimate winner, so he would know.
Come on now.
All wins in the Bible, no losses.
God has won every championship there
is. Yes, he is the King of Kings. He's the champion above all. He don't need no ring. He is the King, okay? But I'm just telling you, check out my brother's podcast. I love it to life. I'm just so proud of him, and he just has my heart. He means the world to me. And also, this podcast means a lot to us, too. And so we're so glad for us to get back to it. So we're going to jump in. We're not going to take any more time. But just in case you don't know what our podcast is about.
Give it to them.
We are all about helping marriages.
Facts.
Those that are engaged.
Facts.
And those that are seriously dating.
Facts.
We want to help you get from me to we, one couple at a time.
Facts you owe.
And so we're going to do that through this podcast. Oh, my God. But God is going to be doing it all. Okay?
Amen.
We just happen to be in the passenger.
Won't he do it?
He will fix it every time. Fix it, Jesus.
So what's our topic for today, my love?
Okay, so we want you all to really think about this. And you guys have heard this saying before, but we want to change the context a little bit.
Okay.
Okay? And it is, are we there yet?
So not the movie.
No.
Not Ice Cube.
No.
Okay.
Not the kids.
Not Nia Long, who don't age.
No. And she's beautiful. But it's not that. And it's not like when your kids are in the car with you. Are we there yet? No, it's not that.
That gets annoying fast.
But we want to put more emphasis on the we. Are we there yet?
Ooh,
okay.
Say that.
And we want you all to think of this. Like, so there's a definition for this too. It's and we found this at English Phrase, are we there yet?
Okay.
And it says, are we going to arrive at our destination soon is what it means. Mm. And so sometimes we get annoyed with our kids when they ask, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And you tell them, hey, it's gonna be 20 minutes, it's gonna be 30 minutes, and they still like, are we there yet?
Right?
Well, what happens if you have a relationship and you're trying to find out, are we going to reach our destination soon? Okay. And that destination being marriage. Okay. Are we going to get off on this stop?
Okay. You know,
are we going to move forward? What are we there yet? How do we know that we're there yet?
That, you know, it's a good point. It's a good question to ask. But, you know, it got me upset just now thinking about asking the question.
Why?
Because the simple fact, if you have to ask somebody that, then this isn't like a me to we thing.
Mm.
This is someone has the quote unquote power and you're letting them dictate where we're going.
That's true.
Because you have to ask someone, are we there yet? Meaning that you don't even know the destination you're going to in the first place yourself.
Mm.
So you got to ask them where we're going. Like you didn't put it out on the table in the beginning saying, what are we working towards? Why are we dating? What are we trying to work to build? So you're like, are we there yet? No.
Yeah.
I'm not going for it.
Okay. Well, I mean, you gave us a mouthful. That's a whole sermon right there. That's a whole word. What you
facts.
Just said. And you let me, can I kind of unpack some of it?
Please.
Okay. What I would say too, if I can say and add to what you already said, because I thought what you said was powerful. I also think that sometimes if you don't know, like what you said, the terms, right, or conditions or terms on the relationship, I think about the car, right? So think about that car ride, right? If you're driving, how do you know when you're going to make your destination, right?
Correct.
You can look at the odometer and you can see the speed, right? Mm-hmm. You can see the speed in which you're going to get there. And you say, oh, we'll probably get there in 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, right?
Depending on where we're going, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. If you got enough gas in your tank, you know how far you can go, because if you run out of gas, you're going to be stuck at somewhere, but it won't be your destination, right? Then on top of that, you know if other people are with you and they have a map and they have directions, or in nowadays GPS, right?
Google.
Which we call our God positioning system, okay? And so you would know, there's a lot of ways for you to know. If you are in a car and you're traveling, you're like, oh, I know where our relationship is going, if your relationship were a car, okay?
Okay.
And I'm saying you would know because you would look at the speedometer, right? Uh-huh. You're like, oh, okay, we're going the right speed. We're either going a little too fast, we're going a little too slow.
Okay.
We're
okay.
Right in the middle, okay, right? We're going just right. Or you could look and say, hey, do I got enough fuel in my tank? Mm-hmm. You know, do I have enough fuel to make it to my destination?
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. A lot of times we're not asking God where we're going. Ooh. Okay. In our relationship. So this is when we're going to ask you to pull out your GPS. Okay.
Okay.
And that is your God positioning system. Okay.
Facts.
You
yes,
need to ask
yes.
him what position you are in before you should move forward with the relationship. Did you have your spiritual bonding time with the Lord first to let him know, or ask him for permission if you can move forward?
Agree.
Okay. And then second, did he give you permission to move forward?
Facts.
Okay. So what is your GPS saying? What is your God positioning system saying to you on your destination towards marriage?
I'm just gonna make a quick joke. I apologize.
But yeah, it's don't apologize.
No, because when you know GPS, I used to hate the GPS for the fact of like turn right, turn right, turn right. Just say go in a circle then. Telling me to take all these four rights. It's just it'll get so frustrating. Instead of say turn around and go back the way you came.
Yeah.
But no, that's hands down. That's really dope.
But guess what?
God positioning system.
When you said that, you'll have blind faith and listen to the GPS, a computer,
and turn down a one-way street.
They'll tell you all these different ways. You'll follow it, all those directions, but God will tell you just turn around, and you'll question it. Why? Why I got to turn around? Why I got to listen? All this. Will question God more than you will ever question the GPS system.
Ooh.
So I'm just telling you, and I'm talking about the natural one that's in your dashboard, not the God positioning system. And so with that being said, then that's why you're asking, are we there yet? Mm-hmm. Because you never asked him. You never typed in what your destination you wanted to go
in. Right.
And you didn't wait to see how long it would take.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know. And so you just went out blindly, like my husband said early.
Hey, a man knows directions. I don't need no GPS.
No.
I know exactly where I'm going. Get in this car, woman. Let me take you there.
Yep, see, you see what Cornell said? He's so right. And what happens? Men don't ever want to pull over for directions. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an old saying. I'm not saying all men do that. I'll say my man don't. He does not like asking for directions. But the truth of the matter is, he typically does know where we're going to go. I'm the one that gets lost. I have no sense of direction sometimes when he's in the car with me. But when you're in the car with me, I'm so reliant on where you're going. I'm like, cool. But when it's me by myself, I immediately bring up my keen awareness.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to tell you is this. Before you can start driving with someone else, first, do you know where you're going?
Right.
Do you know what you want?
Agreed. And it's funny when you say that, I think about when you say the statement right behind it, like, are we there yet? Right? And they're like, no, we're almost there.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, how do I know we're almost is, like, in reference to where we're coming from?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What is the destination time on almost?
You know?
Do you ever get the GPS say that almost there? I've never heard it say that. Has it said that?
No, it says almost at your destination sometimes.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that.
Or you have arrived, obviously, once
it'll
you
just
get
tell
there.
Me I arrived. I've heard that. Oh, you all, come on, correct us, because I don't know. It could be different because, you know, we do have people that, you know, that listen to us from the UK, mm-hmm. from Africa, from France. We love y'all so much. Thank you so much. And I just love that you're listening to us and you will give us such great responses. But I'm wondering, I mean, what does the GPS say where you're at? You know what I'm saying? And there you go. Like, do you need translation? Like, I mean, do you have some type of language barrier? What is... preventing you from getting there. And a lot of times there are communication barriers.
Oh my God, I was get out of my head. I had my hands behind my head like, I'm going to say communication. I'm going to say communication because that's all it is. And then you say it. But no, hands down, it is communication. The fact is we haven't verbalized to each other even where we're trying to go.
That's exactly.
Like, let alone how we decide on getting there. Mm. Like, are we going to take the shorter route or are we going to see the scenic view because we want to see some things? You know what I mean? Like, how are we going and how are we going to get there?
Oh, come on, honey.
And matter of fact, what are we going to pack? Who are we taking with us?
Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you better
come
stop.
Come on. It goes so deep.
Come on. Where's the offer play? I was there. That was good, baby. Oh, you're so cute. I like it. I love you. I love you. I love when you start talking like this. You get me all excited. Okay. But he's so right. It's like, do we have enough for where we're going anyway? You know, like, I'm serious. What did you pack? What'd you bring with you?
Did we pack a lunch?
Yeah. Come on now. Come on. Oh, wait a minute. Did you overpack? Did you bring some old stuff with
you? Some baggage?
Yeah.
Come on. I know where you're going. I see your eyes. I know where you're going, girl.
Stop it. We're one. You're making this hard. Come on. But I'm serious. But seriously, you have to ask these type of questions. Like, did we pack enough, right? And did we pack the right things, you know, for this trip? Because, you know, come on. The worst thing you can do ever is you can go out. And I don't know about you. Ladies, tell me. Let's say you're going to a warm destination, but then yet it's cold, right? And do you have a sweater? Did you pack appropriately for the conditions of where you're going to be? Are you prepared for the conditions? Mm-hmm. Have you weighed out what you plan to do? What sights are you going to see when you're there? You know what I'm saying? What do you plan to do? And sometimes we don't think of those things. Mm. And so we're asking, are we there yet? Like my husband said, did you have that conversation ahead of time? And I know we've been really using metaphors when we're talking about this, but now let's get to the nitty gritty.
Okay.
Sometimes we don't have those appropriate conversations like Connell was talking about at the onset of a relationship.
Facts.
You can't do it afterwards. You can't do it, and if I'm just being real with you, you can't be, you know, having sex with someone and then say, what are we? You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
You know, you've taken away, unfortunately, some of your value. You not some, a lot, okay? I'm just being real with you. You know, people will seriously get tired of you. And we've said this before, but men literally lose libido. I mean, they literally lose any type of hormonal value for you after intimacy. Mm. It's the truth. It drops completely down, okay?
I understand that. I get that.
And they're not feeling you anymore because they are looking to chase, okay? Okay, and so you've taken something away. And we're not trying to hurt you, but you know who you are. You're listening. You know the truth when you hear it.
Facts.
It may not be convenient, right? It can be an inconvenient truth, but the truth is we want you to know it.
No, facts. If you really think about it, if people really sit and think about what you just said, mm-hmm. the fact of the matter is once sex or something of that realm gets involved, mm-hmm. you can literally see a shift in how a man may pursue you.
Yeah.
Like he's all in. He's focused in on you, get all his attention. It doesn't even get to two rings. He picks up on that first ring.
Mm.
But then a certain, you know, sex can happen depending on what he wants. Mm-hmm. And if he's there already,
yeah.
because he can be there already versus mm-hmm. are we there yet, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The sex is all he wanted. So then he can back off. You know what I'm saying? He can fall back and you never know. Then who's driving the car then?
Yeah.
The blind driving the blind?
Mm.
Come on. It can go so many different ways once sex gets involved. So it's so important that you don't diminish your value, like you said, and you know what you're in it for.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the truth. So what we're saying is this, like, have a conversation. If you are dating, for those that are seriously dating, and for those of you who are engaged, you know, because sometimes they can say you're at the destination. You know, have you ever driven past your destination and you've driven further? He's like, but it says it's right here. So your destination is on the left. Your destination is on the right. And you're sitting around like, where is it at? I can't find it. You're sitting around just running in circles. And it's because that relationship has you in circles. It will tell you that we're here yet. It looks like you are. You're wearing a ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you all have never moved forward. You know, you haven't gone past go. Okay. I'm serious. You have never gotten to the altar. And somebody, like my husband always says, they can put you on engagement layaway. And so we want to make sure that you have really arrived at the real destination, not the one that looks like and not the storefront, right? We want you to get into the store. We want you to shop around.
Come on.
You like where you're at? Have you had an extended stay? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, I'm serious. Like, this person has to really be able to tell you where you're at. So this is what we always tell people that come into our Prep for Marriage class, or if they come in to ask us advice on anything in regards to this. they'll say, you know, how do you have that conversation? You say it clearly. You say, hey, I'm not trying to, you know, say we're getting married tomorrow, but are you on the path? I'm dating to marry. Mm-hmm. I'm dating for a long-term relationship.
Facts.
Okay. We may decide that neither one of us are the one. I just want to know, is this the path that you're on? And if you're not, it's okay. It's just not okay for me.
Facts. You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking about God and him being that threefold cord. And I'm just thinking like for instance, if you, like Rhonda asked me, are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
No. You know why?
Why?
Because God isn't finished with us.
Ooh.
We're still going places.
Yeah.
Like we haven't reached where he's going to put us.
Ooh.
So we're not there yet.
Come on, Kyle.
But you know what? I'm going to continue to enjoy this journey with you.
Oh, my goodness.
Like I said, I'm going to continue to see these scenic views with you.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to do this thing called life.
Yeah.
And take this ride with these three kids.
Yeah.
So we are not there yet. But that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because you and I both know where we're going, right?
Yes, we know where we're going, honey. And that's so true. You know, like the end for a relationship or a marriage is death do us part, right?
Facts.
You have to think about this. Like marriage is an earthly, temporal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go into heaven, there's no need for marriage because everything you need is in him. It's God, right? So, you know, yeah, we have gotten to marriage, but we're living this marriage out. And we are loving all the views and things that we're going to see.
Yeah.
We love all the destinations. And we don't just have one destination on this, you know? And sometimes there's been bumpy roads, right?
Facts.
But I thank God that we are hitting a smooth path.
Facts.
You know, it's smooth sailing now.
And it was crazy because like what we're saying now is a testament to like why we're taking this time off, because we were doing things.
Yeah.
Like we've traveled together, we traveled with the boys and
yes.
things like that. So like we're not there yet because we're growing in each other, we're growing our children, we're growing this ministry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the sky is the limit. The limit like Michael Jordan, the limit is the sky.
Yeah,
he
you
said
go.
It so backwards in his little thing.
Yeah.
But like there's no limit to what we can accomplish together. Therefore the journey isn't complete.
Yeah.
Like if your journey is done, like what is it if your journey complete, you're not here anymore.
Yeah, it's the
facts
truth.
Facts of the matter, what you just said, like God has called you home because you've ran your race.
Yeah, you have. You've contributed all you can contribute.
Yeah.
You know, if there's no growth, then that means there's no change. And so that means you're going to stay the same. So then what do you need to be here for? So if you're still here, it's because God's not finished with you
facts.
Yet. He's not finished with us. And he's not finished with this marriage. He's not finished with you and your love lives. So if some of you are thinking like, man, where are we? What's going on? Okay, then that's what I'm telling you. Like, go back and ask yourself, did we establish what we said we were going to be at the onset, right?
Right.
And then after we've established it, did we revisit? Did we do a check?
Right.
Did we do a life check? Did we say, hold on, did I lift the hood up and check the oil? Are we still moving? You know, is the engine still running, right? Are we just letting the engine run and just run off all our gas,
agreed.
You know?
And you know, I would encourage the single people out there.
Yeah.
Because obviously when you ask that question, are we there yet? You're actually talking to God.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, you have to be okay with him leading you where he's taking you.
Yeah.
So don't be in such a rush to say, are we there yet? But God, just take me where you want to take me.
Yeah.
Lead me, Father.
Yeah.
Instead of asking like where we're going, how much longer is it going to be, and trying to do things in your own time, and realize God's timing is so perfect that there's no such thing as are we there yet.
Yeah.
But just be grateful for the journey.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, true unity, true when you know that you're there, is that you've accomplished one of these three things, that you've gotten to the emotional, there's been physical, and then but above all the spiritual.
Yes.
How close are you to God? Is God at the center of your relationship? Because it ain't gonna go nowhere. He's your fuel, he's your tank.
Facts.
He's your wheels. and let me tell you, he's your GPS, right?
Amen.
And so you don't have to ask, are we there yet, if you haven't already spoken to God first.
Hey, we'd be lost without him.
Mm-hmm.
Without a question.
No, it's a fact. That is a fact. You are lost without him.
Mm.
There is nothing you can achieve without God in it. I've seen people, when we say it all the time, you all might be sick of it, but guess what? We ain't gonna never stop saying it, okay? We have seen people survive marriage, right?
Amen.
There are marriages out there that are surviving.
Amen.
We just want a thriving one.
Come on.
Without God, your marriage will not thrive. He is that heartbeat of your relation. Boom, 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 boom. I want a heart that flesh and blood that is beating. I don't want a cold stone heart. I want one that is bleeding flesh and blood, and it is just ready. It's on fire for me.
Facts.
And you want a relationship that's on fire for you.
Agreed.
And I'm telling you, it can only be done through the Lord. And I'm telling you, you will be so happy. I'm so grateful. We're going to take some more breaks too, y'all. I want y'all to know because I'm having fun. I love this destination.
Work it, work it. Come on. Get up on this. Remember that? Remember that song? Oh, let me see your footwork, girl. Come on. Hey, man.
That's a Chicago thing. Come on. So with that being said, thank you all for letting us tell you the truth.
Thank you so much, people, for letting us tell you the whole truth.
And thank you for letting us tell you nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Thank you all. God bless.